From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama and the leaders of Mexico and Canada are speaking to reporters after a brief summit in Guadalajara, Mexico. They're pledging to work together on issues ranging from enhancing trade and bolstering the global economy to combating swine flu.
Our three governments have worked closely, collaboratively, and responsibly. With science as our guide, we resolve to continue taking all necessary preparations and precautions to prepare for the upcoming flu season and protect the health of our people. And this challenge transcends borders, and so must our response.
Mr. Obama said he and his fellow leaders are also agreeing to cooperate in efforts to fight drug trafficking. The president said he supports Mexico's battle against drug violence along the U.S.-Mexican border. At least 45 people have been killed and more than 200 others injured in a series of bomb attacks in Iraq today. Two truck bombs were detonated almost simultaneously in a village near the northern city of Mosul, leaving an entire neighborhood of buildings in rubble. And in Baghdad, 9 bomb attacks were reported. A defeated opposition candidate in Iran's disputed presidential election is calling for an investigation into allegations that some protesters were raped in prison. Dale Gavlak has the story.
Mahdi Karoubi said senior officials told him that male and female detainees have been repeatedly raped by their jailers, with some suffering serious injuries. He appealed to powerful cleric and former president Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, who has supported reformists in the post-election unrest, to demand Iran's supreme leader investigate. The government said that 200 were arrested, but opposition activists put the number at more than 1,000. Allegations of prisoner abuse in Iran's post-election crisis have spurred public outrage. Iran's police chief has admitted that abuse took place at the Karazak detention center. Its head was recently fired and jailed along with 3 guards. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Another major fast food chain has posted better-than-expected quarterly earnings. McDonald's Corporation says its quarterly sales in stores open at least a year rose 4% in July compared to the previous year. NPR's Chris Arnold has the story.
The slower economy doesn't seem to be hurting McDonald's. In fact, it's helping. More people appear to be spending less money on lunch, and for some, that means eating more fast food. Growth was particularly strong across the Atlantic. Sales in Europe rose 7.2%. Also, people may be trying to spend less on lunch, but that's not dampening their thirst for cappuccinos, lattes, and mochas. McDonald's says U.S. sales were helped by its line of cafe-style coffee drinks. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are down 43 points at 9,326. The Nasdaq Composite is off 12 points, and the S&P 500 Index is down 5. This is NPR News from Washington. A mudslide in southern Taiwan triggered by torrential rains from Typhoon Morakot may have buried up to 600 people in a mountainside village. The typhoon dumped more than 6 feet of rain on some areas of Taiwan before moving on to China. Another typhoon named Ito is slammed into Japan's west coast, causing flooding and landslides that left at least 13 people dead. Severe thunderstorms caused flash flooding in parts of western New York State. One person was killed there after being swept away by floodwaters. From member station WBFO, Eileen Buckley reports.
The heavy thunderstorms pounded the Buffalo region, but the hardest-hit area was more than 30 miles south in the village of Gowanda, New York. Authorities say a man was swept away by the flooding. Emergency response officials say a creek in front of his home overflowed its banks. A state of emergency is in effect in Gowanda and 4 other nearby towns and villages. An Erie County Sheriff's Department helicopter also rescued some campers from Zor Valley along the Cattaraugus Creek in the same region. They were clinging to cars when their campers were caught in a flash flood. The helicopter managed to bring them to safety. Frequent lightning and heavy rains also cut power to more than 10,000 customers in the western New York area. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Buckley in Buffalo.
Hawaii is preparing for the arrival of Tropical Storm Felicia. Ray Tanabe is a meteorologist with the Central Pacific Hurricane Center.
It's still a fairly strong tropical storm. We have a maximum sustained winds near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. We do expect a continued weakening as it approaches the Hawaiian Islands.
Tanabe says several of the islands could be hit with strong winds and heavy rain. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.